Michael Drayton. Your mother and I have had a falling out and no longer thrive on each other's company because adults like to vitiate and circumvent. But you are 5 years old and a one-child fan club, and in you, her selfishness and sorrow are endearing. And when you see me, you shout and take my hand and drag me off to your playroom for records and books and machines and explanations, and you play with color-coded wire and batteries and flashlights and tape recorders and radios and record players and cords and plugs and sockets and wrenches and pliers and screwdrivers and wire and more wire, and your ingenuity is infinite. And no matter how well something works, you are able to fix it. And as nonstop volubility pours forth from your little body, you explain with operatic intensity and all-inclusive detail how everything is accomplished and how each wire has to be placed in the exact aperture, no matter how infinitesimal, and notwithstanding manual dexterity, and the innards of every machine wrenched and removed and replaced and then again removed and substituted. And, as you point out, this mechanical transplanting is imperative, or the whole human enterprise would collapse. And many eviscerated flashlights that might otherwise have expired bear testament to your scrupulous ministrations. And your room is inundated with machines you have repaired. And once your mother and I were watching you eat honey. And that was a precious moment. And you were the big bear. And your marvelous brother, who is 3 years old and moves through the house like an earthquake, was the little bear, and you were both eating honey. And fortunately, you are 5 years old, and your life was that moment, and your present was your past and future.